Unalaska City Council wants the government to reimburse the city for the $4 million of taxpayer money used to clean up PCBs left at the powerhouse site after World War II. City Attorney Brooks Chandler says the case will take at least a year to complete and could cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, but to not pursue it would be irresponsible.
The view I take of the situation is that overall the presence of PCBs on our island was part and parcel of the common defense of the entire United States during World War II, and that this is simply a delayed cost associated with that defense that is best paid for by the entire country, all of whom benefited from the presence of the military here defending the United States.
Chandler says there's no mechanism under federal law to repay an entity like the city that cleans up a former military site. The Army Corps of Engineers refused to be part of the cleanup process when it began in 2007 and when the cleanup proved to be more extensive than the city originally thought. City Manager Chris Laddick says the Corps looked into the history of the site before responding to the city's requests.
And they came back many months later with a movie that said the PCB spill at this site is due to an act of war. And here's a short film of bombs going off next to the powerhouse. Therefore, we're not responsible.
The Army Corps of Engineers declined to be interviewed about the current claim, but spokesperson Pat Richardson from the Alaska District issued a statement saying, quote, "The Corps of Engineers' extensive research on the power plant site found evidence that the PCBs were released after the Department of Defense transferred the facility. Therefore, we cannot support an assumption of liability for cleaning up the site. We have received no substantial evidence that would cause us to change our position," unquote. City Manager Laddick disagrees.
While we were digging, we found World War II debris at, 10, 12 feet of depth, which means it has been dug up and somebody threw this stuff in the hole, like barrels and things that can be identified as being World War II waste, quote-unquote.
Studies completed during the cleanup also identify the type of PCBs as those used during World War II. Chandler says he thinks the city has enough evidence to win the suit. When the PCB cleanup began 2 years ago, the city initially thought the project would only cost about $500,000. But as they cleaned up the area, they found more contaminants, up to 14 feet deep into the ground. PCBs are found in transformer oils and can cause cancer, reproductive and neurological problems, and pose other health risks. The PCBs from the area are now contained in concrete blocks and in sealed, lined containment areas. To complete the project, the city will cover the entire area in concrete when building the new powerhouse, but the area is now deemed safe. The total project cost is about $4 million. The city of Unalaska hopes to reclaim all or part of that amount from the federal government. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.